This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The state is testing for more Omicron coronavirus variant now that Colorado's first COVID case with the variant has been detected in a woman in Arapahoe County who recently traveled overseas. In El Paso County, the COVID positivity rate is higher than the state average, and the vaccination rate is lower than average. The county coroner, Leon Kelly, says the vaccine is still important, even while the Omicron variant has turned up in Colorado.
We went from you as an individual didn't have many tools to protect yourself and your family and your community, to now you have a very effective tool.
There are more details about the crash that killed an air tanker pilot last month near Estes Park. The National Transportation Safety Board says a video shows the plane's wing rocking while in flight, and two witnesses later watched the plane roll upside down. Pilot Mark Olson was on a rare nighttime flight to help contain the Kruger Rock fire when his plane went down. Abortion rights advocates and opponents in Colorado are watching for how the U.S. Supreme Court will decide on the case of a Mississippi abortion ban. State Representative Shane Sandridge, a Republican from El Paso County, opposes abortion, but he says abortion rights are likely here to stay in Colorado no matter what the Supreme Court decides.
You know, obviously the population as a whole doesn't look at abortion like I do in Colorado, you know, so I don't think it's really going to change anything.
Sandridge dismissed a plan by Colorado Democrats to put a reproductive rights law into the state's books. It's mostly sunny along the Front Range and across the state today and through the weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.